So, last time we talked about what is our purpose of life, and we talked about the two different inner and outer purposes. And so this is more of a continuation of the same theme. So just to recap, your inner purpose is your state of consciousness, what you are, and it never changes. It's always the same. It's in the present moment. It's never in the future. It's always at this time. So your inner purpose is to be at peace and be here and now. So that is the inner purpose, and the outer purpose is what you do in life. Your duties, your jobs, whatever you are doing, your house. So all that is your outer purpose. So when the inner purpose and outer purpose are aligned, then you have real peace, and that is your real purpose in life. Okay? So that was last time we talked about. So this is just continuation of that. And so when the inner and outer purpose are aligned, whatever you do, that your inner peace and consciousness flows through whatever you do to the world around you. And that creates peace and happiness in the world. So as people get more and more aligned with their inner and outer purposes, they're doing changes. And they're doing, so Eckhart talks about awakened doing. Okay. So he said there are three kinds of awakened doings. Okay. People who are a little awakened, how would they act in the world? That is what it is. So one he says is acceptance. So there are three: acceptance, enjoyment, and enthusiasm. So there are three kinds of doings, and each have a different frequency. And that when you are in that state, you have a certain frequency that your being emanates, and that goes through your doing, whatever you are doing, and it goes to the world around you. So these are the three stages: acceptance, enjoyment, and enthusiasm. So first is acceptance. So when you may be doing a lot, you may be doing a lot of things, but not necessarily you love to do all of it, you know. So say you are stuck in the middle of the highway at night, cold weather, and it's pouring, and you have a flat tire. It's not that you're going to be very happy about doing that, you know, changing the tire. Maybe unless you are really, really evolved, you're not going to be enjoying that. But so what can you do if you're not going to enjoy it? So then he says, at least accept it. Accept it that this is what is the situation right now. At this moment, this is what is required of me, and so I will do it. So when you do that, when you accept it, your quality, your inner being changes, and there is peace. There is peace, and there is a fine vibration that you emanate. And that is healing to you and to the surroundings. So if nothing else, so that is the first way. So you have to be very careful and look at anything that you do, and you ask yourself, what is my state of consciousness right now? Am I doing this from a state of stress? And like a lot of times we don't think about it. We say, oh, this has to be done. And you are just going from one thing to another, and you just go on doing that. But you never once think about what your state of consciousness is. Or you say, oh, I'll finish all this and then I'll relax. Let me finish this. Let me do this. Or I'll retire and then I'll relax. But he's saying, no. That is the wrong way to go, because that will never happen. When you retire, or when you get this, whatever task you want to do, you get that done, there'll be something else. And there won't be peace unless you have peace before. So peace is before you do anything. And then only that, whatever you are doing will be successful. Otherwise, you can do a lot of things, with a lot of hard work and perseverance and this and that, when it is ego-based, when you do all that, you may achieve a lot of things. A lot of people achieve a lot of things. But the outcome is never good. It may be good in the sense of they have a big company or whatever, but they make everyone around them miserable. They themselves are miserable. And in the long run, that will never be good for the whole society. So it's very important where what your consciousness is at what stage, and then you do something. So he says, so things to do is pick some things that you are tedious for you, or they're boring, you know, laundry, folding clothes, going to grocery, whatever. Whatever you don't like to do. So he suggests, but don't pick something that you totally hate. But something where you are, you know, kind of, okay, I'll do it. And then when you are doing those things, then look at your mind and be very attentive to what your mind is doing. And try to be in the present moment as much as possible. And there are a few different ways you can do it. You know, you can follow your breath while you're doing something. Especially tasks that don't require your mind to be used, you know. It's mechanical. You can always engage your mind in something like this. You're following your breath or saying some japa, doing some japa, or being attentive to every move you're making. Things like that. And then you will see that slowly as you start doing that, those things that were boring to you, that were stressful to you, that were, you know, you didn't want to do it, they start becoming enjoyable. Or at least you don't mind doing them to start with. So these are some of the things he says you should do. Then he says that something that you hate, okay, don't even do it. If you're going to do it at a from a place which is not the right place, your consciousness is in the wrong, don't even do that. And people, what people, I've done that most of my life. I do it because I have to do this and do that. I'm not doing it out of love or out of this. And then when the results are not good, you say that, oh, they don't even appreciate what. Of course they don't appreciate. You didn't do it from a good place, you know. So you have to do it from the right place. And then, but otherwise he says, don't do it. Duty you have to do, okay? If it is your duty, do it. But things that are not your duty, or at least in the common sense, then if you are not doing it from the right place, don't even do it. Like, for example, if you have to, you have to take care of your children, of course. That's your child, you have to take care of a child. But if you're not into it, you don't say that, oh, because everybody thinks it's a, or the scriptures say it's good, or because everybody thinks it's a good thing to do, I should have foster kids, you know, and keep them. That you won't do justice to yourself and to the kid if you're not doing it from a good place. You should, your consciousness has to be in the right place to do that. So avoid that. Don't even do it. It's better not to do it than to do it in a, with not the right heart in it. So these are some of the things he talks about in acceptance. So the next one is enjoyment. When you do something and you enjoy doing it. So that's a different frequency. That is a little higher frequency. And in that higher frequency, because your inner purpose and outer purpose are aligned together, the universal energy helps you. Universal creative energy is helping you do that thing. So whatever you do, it could be the simplest thing. It doesn't have to be anything artistic or creative or anything. It could be the simplest thing, but there will be a quality to that work. And there will be quality in you because you'll enjoy it. It gives you joy. And the joy, people think that, oh, when I do this, I like it, I am happy, or I do that and that. It's not in what you are doing that gives you joy. It is your being that gives you joy. So whenever you are in touch with your being, That is what is giving you joy and not the things that you are doing. So that's why some things that we really enjoy is because our being is connected with the doing. That's why we enjoy that. So we have to try to do more and more of that, you know, like you enjoy. But again, it's not what you do. It is how you do it. That's more important. And most of the times when you're fully attentive and in the present moment, you will enjoy, you'll see that the joy of being is coming into whatever you're doing. So more and more. And then somebody will say, I don't enjoy doing things because, you know, actually I have not really found something that I really enjoy. So you know, I don't know what to do. So that's why right now I'm just doing it till I find something. Don't wait for that. You start enjoying what you are doing right now, and from there something will come up. And you will come up with something that you really enjoy doing. And so artists, when really good artists, when they are doing their work, they are in connection with their being. And with that being means the creative energy of the whole universe is with them. And that's why they come up with such beautiful works, whether it's music or art or statues or whatever it is. Like Michelangelo, people would ask him, how did you come up with this beautiful sculpture? And he would say, I didn't do it. The sculpture is already in that stone. I just took away the useless portions from there. So they're totally connected. They're not even thinking. It's not from their thoughts that they're doing it. It is coming from a deeper level. And that is real enjoyment that you have. I'm just trying to see. And that's why why do we give so much importance to man-made thing versus machine-made? Why? Machine is more perfect, actually, you know. But because the consciousness is there when it is made by hand. And it depends on the consciousness of the person who made it while he or she was making it. That has a... But it's always better than the machine, I guess. Or it could be worse. Sorry. No. But anyway... But what I'm trying to say is everything that is done from the right level of consciousness will emanate from whatever thing that is. Even an inanimate thing will emanate that. Okay. So how would you know that you are losing, you're not doing things in connection with your inner being? Anytime you feel stressed, you have any negative emotions or anything like that, you know that you have moved away and your ego has come in. And when you are, your eyes are on the goal more than on the way to get the goal, okay? So when your attention is more on the goal, that means ego has come in and you are not enjoying it anymore. So those are some of the signs. So in Greek, enthusiasm, the word enthusiasm, it means to be possessed by God. So when you're doing things, you have to make sure that the ego does not come in. So like I said, when negative emotions and all the ego, like Gandhiji used to say, I want to become zero. I want to become nothing. Then only I can help others, because it's not you that is doing anything for others. It is the divine will that is working through you. And you have to become zero to have that energy go through you. Or you become the instrument, you can say. Like St. Francis said, make me the instrument of thy peace. So that is what you have to be. And even Hafiz said a good thing. And this has been used by many people, I think. I am the hole in the flute that Christ's breath moves through. Listen to the music. So the ego has to be totally out of the way. Then only you can be a good instrument through which divine love and divine energy can flow. So the last one is enthusiasm. So what is the difference between enthusiasm and just enjoyment? So he says that when you enjoy something, plus you have a goal that I want to do this, okay? It's not I as the personal ego I, but I as an instrument. When you have a goal, then it is enthusiasm. Enjoyment, alignment of inner and outer purpose, with enjoy at that level, at enjoyment level, where the frequency is much higher than acceptance only, and you have a goal, then it becomes enthusiasm. Okay? Because again, that is at a much higher frequency, and because you are totally open to the divine flow or divine energy. So then, when that happens, you know what? How does the goal come about? So usually the goal will, it comes to you. You don't sit and think, oh, I want to do this or that. It just comes to you usually. And usually it is something that you have been doing and enjoying. And it was at a smaller level and now it is going to a larger level. So just say you enjoyed doing yoga and you enjoyed it. So you might think, oh, let me have a lot of yoga schools where I can teach a lot of people and they can then train other people and things like that. So then it becomes a goal, you know. So it's something that you do all the time. It's small, it's enjoyable, but that can become big. Anyway, you like to meditate? Okay, then maybe I would want to, the goal would be, let me bring it to inner city schools, you know. Let more people learn about it. Things like that. It can be in anything. These are the few things I can. So that is what this thing is about. So and enthusiasm. So like I was saying, in Greek, enthusiasm means to be possessed by God. So you are totally doing whatever the universe wants you to do. That is how it is. Jesus, and humility has to be there, that I'm not doing this. It's not me that is doing it, but it's, so that's why Jesus also said, I can of my own self do nothing, because he is even acknowledging that there is a higher power that is working through me. And when you are in this kind of, it's never confrontational, it's never, there's no anger, there is no, if any obstacles come in your way, you will find an amicable way. You might even just bypass it, or if people, you'll try, like if people are opposing you or anything, you'll try to befriend them instead of trying to confront them. Or like in politics, like today we see people are name calling. Instead of name calling, they would try to talk to each other and try to convince someone why your point of view is better, if you think, in a nice way, without being confrontational. There's always peace when you are doing that, doing your work. There's peace in activity. While you act, there's activity, there's always peace. There is no attachment. And because there is no attachment to the outcome of whatever you are doing, there is no suffering. Because if you think, it's always you suffer because you have some expectations. You have that I want this to be achieved or this or that. So there is. So these are some of the signs of what. And then another important thing he says is, you should not, it doesn't come from a want, that I want to do this, but it comes from, not from a lack of anything, but just because, you just want to do it. And you already have it, but you want to, only, so what he's saying is you can do something or achieve something only if you have it. You cannot do that if you don't have it. So it is already, like if you want something, you already have it. That is what he's trying to say. Because if you look at your inner consciousness, which is the whole universe, universe is all powerful and all omniscient and everything. So you have everything, and you have to believe that you have everything. And then from that, and then he gives this, Jesus said, no, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. So you have to first believe, and creative visualization also, people talk about that, that you imagine that you have it already, whatever you want, whatever goal you have in mind, you already believe that you have it. And because it is there, you have to just activate it. You have to just have it done. So that is what... and then he says, enthusiasm does not stay forever. It's a very high energy frequency thing. So after a while, that's going to go, enthusiasm. But your enjoyment will always be there. You will always enjoy your work, but the enthusiasm may not be there all the time. So you have to be... I mean, he's just telling how it goes. And then he the last thing he says is, so enthusiasm is again outer doing. It's the outgoing purpose of your life. But ultimately, is you have to come back home. And to come back home, you have to surrender. So surrender is the only way back home, where you belong, basically. Kingdom of heaven within you, or whatever you want to call it. So that is, so enthusiasm, so all this is because it's doing, but ultimately you have to come back to non-doing and coming back to yourself. So any questions on the three different ways? So at least we can start with acceptance. If, yeah.
Where did you take that from?
Eckhart Tolle.
Oh, Eckhart Tolle, okay.
Yeah. Any other questions? Any comments? Yes.
Sometimes when I'm doing something like maybe for somebody else, like my mother.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's getting older, and I do it from that grateful heart, but sometimes it's a little frustrating, and you just, it's like you're trying to do your best, but sometimes it just...
Yeah, so accept that frustration. You have to accept that. You are not perfect. It's not going to... But as long as I think you are aware of what's happening within you, and you accept every moment, that is acceptance of the moment. So at this moment you are frustrated. That's what it is. You know? So just accept it.
I know.
And again, that's your duty, so you have to do it. So yeah. So you cannot say, okay, I don't want to do it. I'm going to leave. Yeah. So the best is accept the frustration also.
I think it's interesting what you said about the enthusiasm. I just want to address this person's experience. When you go through this stuff and you actually have this, you know, divine, energetic, whatever thing going on, you know, before you're actually fully realized, there's emotions that you actually have associated, and your ego attaches to that. You kind of think, well, I'm that. And then that's why you have to really realize that when that's not there, that's just part of your growth. Because you really aren't quite.
Right, right. So you have to be very alert. That's why he says, whenever the ego comes in, be attentive of it, be mindful of it, basically.
Because there's no doubt in my mind, this body's had a very heavy karma in this life. And then just being really, realizing that I've been just given this, you know, wonderful gift to be able to transcend the worst of the diagnoses. Yeah, you know, another illness came this way, and I just let that. The ego took that, not me. The ego took that as some sign that, you know, that the universe or God was against me. And it's not. It's still just another thing in the path. And
right.
But when you've gone through this kind of elation, and so it's just, you know, another level of awareness. But it's just because even those things that we might say are bad karma, even that was just another step that's really taken me closer to that.
Yes,
but
yes.
It's just...
Because karma, again, is not a punishing thing. People like it as a wrong way. It's not punishment. It is just taking you further. If you do it correctly the way it you are supposed to...
Some of the things that have caused the most suffering, without that, I would never want to go into this path. So it's been a gift. And it hasn't been... I mean, there are people way worse than...
Yeah.
But that's the thing about the it's like I said, when you're still not fully realized, you get this sense of the enthusiasm, you start getting this going. It's just being aware and watching that.
Yeah.
There's an emotion that you attach to, and that's not what the bliss is. The bliss is something beyond emotion, but you know, being that we've been in this body, and if we've been identified with the body, mm-hmm. mind, and emotion this whole life, it sometimes we affiliate that state with those, of the presence in this being, and
yes.
It's way beyond that.
Right. And even I think people feel that enlightenment is probably, it's all bliss and you're in some la-la land all the time. It's not like that. I mean, from what I've heard from a lot of people, it's not like that. It's basically you are peaceful or you don't have worries. That is more it than some ecstasy that you've had a few times and you crave for that, and you think, that is what enlightenment is, you'll always be. But from most of the people I've heard, they always say, don't expect something that. So it's. I think you have to work at it all the time, and you be very mindful and attentive and accepting. I think accepting is very important if you accept. And last time I talked about that book by Michael Singer, Surrender. And he talks about how he accepted everything, surrender to everything. Even he was going through a real bad time and he said surrender. And so I think that is the way out of the misery, I think.
There is peace in that too. But surrendering things.
Yes, there's a huge peace. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And
it's
right.
Very counter our culture, so that's why it's difficult.
Yeah, yeah. We've always been taught that you do work, you'll get this, and you fight and all that.